California's ongoing problem with overcrowded prisons is mostly covered in the media as an issue for the adult male prison population. But the issue also extends to the Division of Juvenile Justice. That's where the state's most serious young offenders are held. For youth from Alameda County, the DJJ facilities are reportedly one of the worst places to end up. They're spread out all over the state, which means it can be hard to keep family connections. And complaints of abuse and unsafe conditions have dogged the system for more than a decade. Those are some of the reasons why, in 2012, Governor Jerry Brown proposed eliminating the Department of Juvenile Justice altogether. This never happened, though. Instead, the state shifted more responsibility for young offenders and more of the cost onto the counties. So these days, young people convicted of crimes like burglary and carjacking are serving their sentences closer to home in what are known as rehabilitation camps. The camps are cheaper than DJJ by about a third. In 2012, they cost just under $100,000 per young person. But they're not necessarily designed for serious offenders.
You know, they are just so traumatized that by the time we get them, so much has been set in motion that, you know, for us to stop that process is going to take longer than 8 months or 9 months or even a year.
That's Lisa Hill, the superintendent of Alameda County's Camp Wilmont Sweeney. The young men she's talking about are from 15 to 18 years old. Her job is to keep them focused, their families engaged, and enrollment at the camp down. And she has to do it despite budget cuts, more violent youth, and a run-down facility that's one of the oldest of its kind in California. KLW's Leela Day went to San Leandro to bring us the story. And a quick note to our listeners, the young men Leela spoke with are minors, so we're not using their names in the story.
We're going to stay focused, yeah, just for Valente, and then we'll move person to person. Just for Valente. Yeah, what do you appreciate about him?
Okay, I appreciate his smile. He gives out this great, bright smile that just makes everything light up in the room.
Inside an almost empty auditorium, a group of teenagers sit in a circle. As they go around, each one says something positive about someone else in the room.
I really appreciate Valente when we came here yesterday. You were very warm and friendly with myself and Dave and Melissa and just really welcoming of us, so thank you for that.
This workshop is part of these young people's court-ordered programming here at Camp Sweeney.
Let's go this way.
To one.
From 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. each day, they meet in classrooms spread out in cabin-like buildings around the camp. They take classes on how to manage their anger, meet one-on-one with counselors, or sit in group circles like this one today, just practicing being nice.
Great. Camp Sweeney sucks. But everybody here is so lovely.
It's raining outside, and the boys who aren't part of the group activity are play fighting and feeling restless. When the weather's like this and everyone's inside, the kids can be a bit harder to manage.
And why are you here at the camp?
Unless my charge. Regularly.
A few years ago, a case like this would have gone to the Division of Juvenile Justice. But the state's now trying to keep young men out of those facilities and instead have them serve their sentences or do court-ordered rehabilitation in the counties where they were convicted. Which means young men with more serious records have ended up here at Camp Sweeney. This worries camp director Lisa Hill.
Definitely some of the kids that are here probably would not have been here if the youth authority was still taking lower level offenders.
Camp Sweeney isn't a detention center exactly. It's only ever housed lower level offenders.
There's no fences, so if they decide to run off, you know, staff will try and convince them to stay, but in terms of wrestling them down, we don't do that. We do call the sheriff, and they could get picked up from the sheriff. They don't because they know that that would create a warrant, or it'll be worse for them if they get picked up.
The camp is also short-staffed, and more violent offenders require more personnel with special training and certification. Hill says she can't afford those hires, so instead she keeps the numbers low. There are only 60 youth at the camp, even though it can accommodate 100.
Miss Hill, would you like my sweater over your head?
You know, I got that natural good
hair. Don't forget.
Your phone call. I know. I got you.
One advantage of this is that it's easier for Hill to get to know the kids. to make connections with them. When she walks through the courtyard, the boys crowd around her, trying to get her attention. They hang on her shoulder, ask her about their phone calls, and talk about a recent camping trip they all went on in the mountains.
It was kind of scary. I thought a bear was going to come.
Hill walks across the wet basketball court to some boys sitting under an awning. One is alone, with his head in his hands.
What happened? Later? We'll talk about it later? That's not your personality.
Hill is like a mother figure here. She's tall and has a warm smile, but there's something about her that makes you think it's best to stay on her good side. She has children of her own. She's been a probation officer, division director, and family therapist. Now as a superintendent, her main focus is trying to give the kids a sense of stability. Today, one of the teens is leaving the camp and stops by Hill's office to give her a hug. The young man walks out to a car where his mom is waiting to pick him up. Teens can earn rewards called badges by behaving well. Family visits home on the weekends come with a badge level called Metamorphosis, which takes about 3.5 months to earn. They get additional visits if their parents come to the camp and participate in a weekly support clinic about parenting called Project Reconnect. Hill says, as much as the kids, it's the family she's trying to reach.
If you have a crack parent, a parent that's on crack, you're going to get crack-level parenting. So there's no sense in judging that parent, but you should be able to understand why this young person is that way.
I follow Hill inside the area where the boys sleep and shower. Camp Sweeney was built in 1957, and it shows. Hill goes through one of the large gray trunks in the sleep area next to lumpy blue cots.
This is where they keep their, they get a what's called a clothes bag once a week, and it'll have so many sweatshirts, so many pairs of pants, a pair of shorts.
The toilets are underwear. Right across from each other in an open room. The walls are blank, except for the house rules printed on sheets of paper.
You know, just the fact that they were showering wide open. You had kids that, there are some kids that's why they leave when they come up here. They cannot shower in an open setting like this. It's too intimidating when they're at juvenile
The average amount of time boys stay at the camp is 8 months. But Hill's seen a handful leave earlier, some within the first week they arrive.
This kid left, but the piece that I missed was he had some urgency to try and get to that girlfriend. And he probably said, well, I'm going to be making it to camp. And if I get to camp, I can run off from there and then I can get to her. And even though he had just got here, that's something that we probably should have focused a little bit on.
Though they can run off, most young men don't. Not completing the program could mean doing more time somewhere else in California or even out of state.
Bedtime and music from 9 to 10. Which means they can have their iPods on and whatnot, right?
They turn the overhead music. They don't give them iPods because they get stolen.
The camp rules are strict. Hill says they're meant to prepare the young men to go back to their families with some structure. But they also want them to have some fun. In the afternoon, camp counselor John Young tries to rally them to play baseball. He says it's not easy getting them excited about being part of a team, when most of them haven't been in school long enough to join one.
I mean, I spend like 3 days just going over the rules of baseball. And they're willing to learn. I mean, they really want to learn. They really want to get better. But nobody spends the time with them. I mean, you know.
Even with the staff trying hard, the facilities just aren't adequate. So the state gave the county $35 million towards constructing a new camp that will replace this one. It should be finished by 2017. And will house 30 girls and 125 boys in two separate areas. The number of serious offenders is expected to go up, so the camp will be secure. But it will still keep these youth closer to home. In San Leandro, I'm Leela Day for Cross Currents.